Good morning and welcome to Neocony View. I'm Peter Newman, and coming up in just a few weeks in beautiful downtown Manzanita is a wonderful event for dogs and humans and probably some other species we could throw in as well. And to talk about it, one of the organizers of the event, in fact, is it fair to say Dan Nichols, the organizer? I mean, are you the missionary for this?
Oh, I'm part of the missionary for it. I have a lot of help from United Paws volunteers, Rotary volunteers, and community volunteers. So it's definitely not a one-man show.
Yeah, but we should say we're talking out in front of your store in Manzanita, so if you hear dogs barking and car is whizzing past, it just means it's a busy day in Manzanita.
Yep, always a good thing.
So how did this all get started?
Well, when we opened the store, we knew from day one we wanted to do something to give back to the community, some type of an event. And these events happen up and down the coast, different times of the year, and we kind of wanted to put our own little spin on it, so obviously the name Manzanita came out.
It doesn't work in Cannon Beach or other places.
Yeah, it doesn't work too well in Cannon Beach.
Right.
But we kind of looked at things that people did and wanted to take advantage of our location, and so have some activities on the beach, but have some activities back here as well, bring some awareness in the community of things they can do for their pets and things that are available for their pets. And all the time giving money back to charity, which I think is a very important mission for any business, is to be involved in their community and give back.
Who are the recipients for this event?
We split our proceeds between United Paws, which is an all-volunteer spay, neuter, and animal fostering program here in Tillamook County, and the Rotary Club, who does a lot of local projects with the food bank as well as with other community groups. And helps out within the community, like the Reinhardt Clinic. We also work with the Coho Salmon Project to harvest salmon that would otherwise go to waste, give those to people. They can have a really good salmon meal for free, so that's always a good thing.
So it's the 18th of August. Come to Manzanita. What am I going to see and hear and do?
Well, you're going to see lots of doggies. We're going to have, we start out our event, as always, with our pet parade that goes down Lunita. And it's always exciting in the morning to see people with chairs out already getting ready for the event to watch it. And our dogs parade down the street, splendid with drummers and the marching band people, and it's just all kind of fun. We take them down to the beach, and we do our contests on the beach. Our old favorite, the Chuck It Toss, is happening again this year. And Chuck Its are those little throwers that you see that kind of save your arm that can throw the ball quite far. And we have a timed contest where the dogs go fetch the ball, and the key to this is they have to bring it back to their owner. And once the owner has the ball back in her hand, that's when we stop the timer. And that's always entertaining because some dogs just kind of wander off and come back, and others...
Yeah, see, I'm a cat person, so I'm used to being able to get the cat to go after the item. It's the return part that they don't seem to get the concept.
And that's usually what trips up most people. You know, their dog is blindingly fast getting the ball and then blindingly fast coming back with it, but not necessarily blindingly fast giving it back to the
owner. So it's a speed thing.
It's a speed thing. It's a timed contest. It's a lot of fun. Last year, a shout out to the big dogs. A St. Bernard actually finished third, which I was quite proud of since we have Newfoundlands. And then this year we're adding a new contest. It's called Simon Says. And we've all kind of played that as a kid where, you know, you have Simon and he'll tell you Simon says move forward or Simon says sit. And if you say something, an action without Simon Says in front of it and you do it, you get eliminated. So we're doing that with people and their dogs this year.
I bet the dogs do better than the people.
I bet they will, yeah, actually.
They're better listeners for
they,
one thing.
They are, that's for sure.
And as you said, this is all about helping a number of organizations in our community. And I want to talk a little bit about the mission of PAWS and what it takes to make sure that, well, this community and everyone else who might be listening does the best they can for the animals around us. Because, you know, their sheltering is an issue, and lost animals, and whether to have your pet spayed or neutered. All of those sort of things come into play, and my sense is that we're still kind of behind the ball on that.
Well, in some ways we are, in some ways we aren't. United Paws has done a tremendous job, especially with the feral cat community in Tillamook County, to help trap feral cats and then either have them spayed or neutered, Some cats can be sort of domesticated, so to speak, and brought into homes, but others they have to kind of release back into the wild.
But at least they are.
But
not
having been spayed and neutered, then they aren't out there breeding and really bringing in even more feral cats that have to be taken care of. It is a really big problem, and United Paws has done a tremendous job in helping with that, because every cat they spay or neuter really does decrease the feral population.
And they've also done a great job of finding homes, as I understand it.
They do a very good job of fostering. They will take in animals. They foster them in their own homes. I guess it's worth mentioning that they are an all-volunteer organization. There is no paid staff. And so people do this pretty much out of the goodness of their heart and for the love of the animals. And they will foster them. They hold adopt-a-thons throughout the year. And they try to do a very good job of making sure once they have an animal adopted that they're giving it to somebody who is going to take responsibility for the animal, treat it fairly, and really give it a good home.
Our guest this morning on the Akane View is Dan Nichols. He is the owner of Four Paws on the Beach in Manzanita and one of the architects of Mutzanita coming up on the 18th. As somebody who caters to dogs, and I also noticed in your store you do have some cat food there as well. Around this time of year, you see folks coming from out of town, and they've brought their animal companion with them. So you must have some insights about how to acclimate, let's say, a dog to a new surrounding if they're just visiting this area, or if somebody who's listening is visiting another area. How we make sure that the dog is not anxious or handles itself well on the beach?
Well, a lot of times dogs get very excited when they're on the beach at first, and that kind of initial burst of energy is where you really need to kind of pay attention to what the animal is doing. Owners tend to know their animals fairly well and know whether or not they're going to listen when they're off leash or they're not going to listen off leash. And that's one of the first things that they should really be honest with themselves when they go to the beach is my dog going to come back when I call it if I let him off leash? And if the answer to that question is no, then it would be better to leave your dog on leash and kind of go for a long walk and kind of get some of that energy out and really let them kind of acclimate to the area, kind of just get that initial excitement out of their system, either through a game of fetch or something that your dog really enjoys. And typically, once they've kind of got that energy out, they're more willing to listen, and it's going to be a more pleasant experience for everybody.
Now, do you have any unusual stories about people from out of town coming into your store and requesting some good or service that you kind of scratch your head and go, boy, I didn't see that one coming?
After 5 years,
I've seen it all.
I don't know. I won't say that. I won't say that I've seen it all. I guess one of the first real surprises we had is we had somebody coming in and they bought 5 or 6 really small collars, and I kind of asked them how many animals they had or how many dogs they had, and said, no, these are for our goats.
Oh, well.
And that was kind of unusual, but they had so many goats and they gave them all different colored collars so they could kind of tell them apart, and I thought that was quite interesting. We've had a few cats in our store, and that's always entertaining because the cat sometimes wonders why all these dog smells are around and where all the dogs are hiding, because cats and dogs tend to get along mostly, but not always.
What prompted you to open up your store? I mean, it seems in retrospect sort of natural that you'd have a store catering to animal needs, certainly for people who live locally and for people who are visiting. But prior to your store, I don't think there was another one like it in the area.
No, not in the area. My wife and I are both reformed software engineers. We spent our early years living in a cubicle and decided after a while we were really tired of looking at the great outdoors but not really being a part of it. And we'd come down to Manzanita for a while and saw how many dogs there were visiting as well as in the community and realized there really wasn't anything catering specifically to them. And kind of the stars all aligned. The complex where we're at right now was being built, and it just all really worked out that we have a nice space on the beach, and we're able to provide a good service to the community.
But it could have been any other business. Obviously, you're attracted to dogs.
Definitely. My wife and I both have two dogs, two Newfoundlands, and we also have a cat. We like to say at Four Paws on the Beach, we're equal opportunity.
That's why the cat food's in there.
That's why the cat food and cat toys.
Okay.
But we both really love animals, and we thought, well, what better way to spend your days than petting puppies at the beach?
I've always thought that it'd be kind of interesting to have a rent-a-dog service, because people who come to the beach who don't have a dog really should have a dog for the period of time they're here. Because, you know, you really, I mean, what's better to be on a beach than with a dog?
It's definitely true. I think there's nothing happier than a dog on the beach. It's nothing but pure bliss in their eyes, and just they're as happy as can be. And we've had a few people, especially when they see our dogs, and it's like, well, do you rent them out? And it's like, well, no.
No.
They may not come back.
It's an awful lot of responsibility for
is.
Somebody. That,
it is.
Have you encountered, I'm just wondering, you were mentioning animals that don't come back, and it occurs to me to ask you, since you were a software engineer, been following any of the later devices, that you know, whether they be GPS tracking and all these, seems to be like we're kind of on a technological breakthrough edge here, where we might be able to actually know where our little furry creatures are.
Yeah, there actually are. There's an iPhone app that has a GPS collar that you can attach to the dog, and using your smartphone, you can know where your dog is at all times. You can set up perimeter areas where you know the dog's allowed to be, and if the dog goes outside of that perimeter area, you get an alert automatically. So it really does aid in helping find your animal. I'm not sure if they've necessarily considered the beach and the water issue with the GPS things. I don't know if they're waterproof, but I'm sure that's just a matter of time.
Well, for those that who are visiting, for those of us who are live around here, hopefully we've gotten our animals have a collar with some information, and hopefully even chipped. But which leads us to think about, okay, let's say I've lost my dog. What's the first thing I should do?
Well, the first thing you should do in Manzanita is go to the police station, and because they have actually facilities where they can hold a lost dog, and that's where we will send people when they have found a lost dog. We send them to the police because they have an area, safe area for them to shelter them. We try to contact the owners if there's information on the tag, and that's what we always recommend on your dog tags, to have a cell phone number, because when you're traveling, you have your cell phone with you, you know, have your landline with you. And if you're, you know, living in Seattle and you're down here visiting in Manzanita, it doesn't do us a whole lot of good to call your home in Seattle. So we always encourage people to put a cell phone on there. We will obviously take the information down if somebody has lost a dog, so that if somebody comes in and has found the dog, we can reunite them. And we've had several of those, and we typically have a couple every summer where that happens.
In the small communities around Tillamook County, or for that matter, Clatsop County, are there ways to read a chip if there is one, or is that strictly a veterinarian sort of thing?
As far as I know, it's strictly a veterinary thing. It wouldn't surprise me that there would be an iPhone app that could read it, but I don't know of any.
That's your next project.
That could be my next project. There we go. Yeah. But yeah, you would need to go to a vet, and almost every vet would have the equipment to be able to read the microchip.
Well, for those listening who have not done so with their dog or cat, please do that as soon as you can, is make sure they've got the proper information on a collar and chipped as well. Dan Nichols is our guest this morning on A Neocony View. We're talking about Mutsanita and, well, dogs and animals in our community, on the beach, and elsewhere. Let's get back to Mutsanita. That's happening on August 18. We've got a few weeks to go before that that happens. Anything between now and then that people can get in on or should be aware of if they want to get their furry creature involved?
Well, certainly. They can always go to our website, mutsanita.com, mutsanita.com. On there, they can find all the latest information about what's happening, what events we may have added, or what demonstrations we're doing. They can also download the registration forms, and everybody who registers early gets a free entry into our prize raffle.
And what's the deadline for entry?
The deadline for entry really is up to the day of the event.
Okay.
You can register, obviously, the day of the event. We're going to have a booth at the Friday Night Farmers Market here in Manzanita, and if you register then, that also counts as early registration. So you can do that. You can obviously donate. We take donations, anything from goods and services to just plain old cash. We'll always take cash donations.
Cash is good.
Cash is always good. Or you can sign up to volunteer. This really is a tremendous amount of work. We need volunteers actually on Friday and on Sunday to help us load up all the equipment that we get and return all the equipment that we need, and volunteers the day of the event. So anybody who wants to help out gets to pet some puppies. One of the perks we do offer to all of our volunteers is a free lunch. So you get a free lunch the day of the event if you help out. So information's there as well.
And I know that you mentioned earlier that you're going to be have information available at the farmers market. So are you there as well? I mean, you wear so many hats in this area that
Rotary and other things. You see me everywhere. But I will. Well. Hopefully, if we get set up early enough, I will be at the farmers market. But there will be people there at the farmers market. And we'll be unveiling our new T-shirt design. We have a brand new T-shirt design this year, so it will be unveiled at the farmers market, and of course available for purchase at the farmers market or the day of the event.
And the farmers market is just, to me, one of the great little gifts that we give ourselves in the North Tillamook County area every summer.
Yeah, it's excellent. I mean, it's Friday nights, and it seems the weather always cooperates, and there's music and lots of good food and just lots of arts and crafts, and it's really a fun evening.
Have you noticed, are there particular kinds of dogs that gravitate toward this, or owners with particular kinds of dogs? Is it equal opportunity of large, small, and different breeds? You see the whole range?
We definitely see the whole range, anywhere from teacup poodles to Saint Bernards. It's really a kind of almost a dog lovers show, really, in some ways.
Now, teacup poodles got to have a disadvantage, I would think, in a few of the events.
The teacup poodles do struggle a bit on the chuck it toss. 50 feet for a teacup poodle is a little bit longer than it would be for, say, a lab, but... Mm-hmm. There's always the fashion and talent show, and nothing's more adorable than a little teacup poodle doing some tricks or dressed up in some kind of a fancy costume.
Okay, describe for me some of the dogs and how they've been dressed up in previous years.
Well, let's see, we've had a few sort of beach themed dogs in lobster suits, and one of our traditional costumes we have is a wiener dog in a hot dog bun. Which is always entertaining. We've had a few Rasta dogs with the hippie-looking outfits. One of my all-time favorites, because, of course, I'm partial to Newfies, is the breeder we got our dog from. She brought some of her Landseer Newfoundlands, which are kind of the black and white, almost look like cows, and she had them dressed up like cows, complete with udders and ears and cowbells, and so that was kind of a very entertaining show that they put on. They were all dressed in their farmer outfits to go with the cows.
So this is a camera opportunity. If people are going to come, definitely bring the camera.
Definitely bring the camera. We will obviously have photographers on site. I think last year they took over 3,000 photographs, which are all always available for purchase as well. But there's a lot of fun things going on and just a lot of entertainment.
I can't help, since we're here talking about domestic dogs, to talk about the other kind of canines that frequent our community, coyotes. And you can say, well, you know, they're unwanted, but they're here, and they're part of the landscape, and they're not going away anytime soon. Do you have any thoughts about how we can best interact, or more accurately, not interact with them?
Well, that's definitely true. Coyotes are definitely carnivores. Smaller animals, even larger dogs, can be attacked and killed by coyotes. And so if you encounter them, the very best thing you can do is get your animal on leash as quickly as possible and get out of the area, because they will attack dogs. They work in packs together, and they can isolate even a large dog and cause problems. So you want to avoid them, especially early in the morning, late at night, during dusk. That's when they kind of seem to be out the most. And always, if you're in the state park, talk to the park rangers to find out where the coyotes have been spotted, areas to avoid, and just in general, kind of be aware of your surroundings.
It can't hurt to have a stick with you or something that you can fend them off, or at least discourage them from getting closer to you.
Definitely, yeah. You want to have something with you, even a whistle, something to make a loud noise, a stick, which, you know, on the beach you should be able to find one.
Your dog will bring one back to you.
But again, just because your dog is bigger than a coyote doesn't mean your dog is safe. They are quite crafty, and so you really want to just use extreme caution.
We are talking with Dan Nichols of Four Paws on the Beach in Manzanita, and we're talking about your business and the people you come in here. I guess I'll use you as the pulse generator for how's the summer so far as you can tell, in terms of business compared to last year at this time.
For us, it's actually been very good this year so far. We've seen definitely an uptick in customers coming in. I think a heightened mood of optimism. One thing that's been very good about this is the lowering of gas prices. That psychological $4 barrier has been lifted, and I think that's really helped people want to travel more, want to come down more. And I think there's been more of an awareness of Manzanita in general and what we have to offer.
Any sense of the geography of where your customers and visitors are coming from?
We tend to still be all over. We noticed in the last 2 years a lot more European visitors.
Really?
I think because of the euro being so strong.
That's changing a little.
But our traditional customer base really is the Portland, Seattle area. And Salem area as well, so we do get a lot of people from those areas.
Now I know you must be involved in the business community. Are there efforts to market the North Oregon coast that you're aware of or involved in?
Definitely, there we are working on it. Where we're focusing in really is on the off season and the shoulder seasons. That's when all the businesses in the area could really use the boost. Summer, all of us are about as busy as we would want to be, maybe even busier in some instances. But really what we're trying to do is create more of a year-round economy. The traditional coastal economy is very seasonal, obviously, with most businesses doing almost all of their business in the summer months, and come wintertime, it's very hard to keep the lights on and pay the bills. And so we're trying to find ways to have more off-season events, market the area, so there's more of a year-round economy, so all the businesses here can kind of stay open throughout the year.
Well, for you personally and your business, which involves the care and feeding of dogs and, yes, some cats in there as well, what do you do? That suggests that you have to look for growing or maintaining your local clientele as well.
Well, we always keep an eye out for trends in the pet industry, try to keep ahead of the game as far as food goes and make sure that we're offering high-quality foods to people that they can't get elsewhere. And we really do have a tremendous local support, and I think a local awareness of what you feed your pet is very important. It's as important as what you feed yourself. You don't want to go eating junk food every day, and you really don't want your pet doing that. So we try to make sure we have those kinds of things, but we also listen to our customers and products that they're looking for, things they need. We try to make sure we can get them in.
And which makes me think, when you talk about feeding yourself or your pet, that the first thing that came into my head were treats. And I know in my case, I tend to over-treat my cats. In other words, give them more treats, and thinking that if I give them 5 or 6, that's twice as much love as if I give them 2. But from their point of view, that may be just giving them more calories than they can deal with.
Yeah, I think really the act of giving any treat really to a dog or a cat, they enjoy that because they're getting something, and they don't really, I don't think necessarily equate large treat and small treat. For them, it's a treat, it's attention, and so they really enjoy that. And I think you can get away with maybe less treats, but maybe more frequently with the treats.
And get them to work for it, like take a run.
Definitely take a run or
burn off that treat.
Definitely, and it's good for you too.
Oh, that's true. Well, one more time back to Manzanita, which is taking place on the 18th. Hours for it. When do things get going on the day?
Well, this year we're starting at 11 a.m. And that's when the pet parade will start, and we're gonna pretty much everything will have finished up by 3 p.m. Our vendors who are going to be here this year are going to be setting up around that time, so they'll be there all day.
You haven't mentioned the vendors. Who can we expect to see there?
Yeah, we're very excited this year. We actually have quite a few vendors lined up. Two very, very good food vendors, Natural Balance, which makes a really good line of dog and cat food, is going to be here demonstrating all the different varieties and flavors they have. And a new pet food that we just started carrying from Nutrisource, which is also a very good pet food, very high in pre and probiotics. They're going to be here going through their entire line of foods as well and introducing them to the community. Roughware, who's been a vendor and a great supporter of our event since the beginning, will be here again to kind of show off the latest and greatest in backpacks and doggy leashes and sort of outdoor gear for your dog. Another vendor that we're excited to have is a local one from Oregon. It does a lot of organic shampoos and organic cat and dog flea and tick treatments. And so they're going to be here showing the benefits of using natural solutions to help with fleas and ticks and your animal. And then Dennis's 7Ds is going to be here as well, talking again about how do you have a pet safe garden and what kind of plants should you be looking for, what kind of plants to avoid, what kind of plants will survive when your big dog runs them over, those sorts of things. So we're pretty excited this year to have that many vendors come and sort of give people a greater awareness of what they have to offer.
How many dogs have you had in years past? Do you do a count?
It's always kind of fluid because the dogs are moving around, but in general we seem to have about 100 or so participate in the pet parade and then in the various contests, 30 to 50 depending on the contest and that sort of thing.
So it's a lot of barking.
Surprisingly, a lot of barking. The dogs kind of sense the energy in the air and they're kind of excited and happy and knock on wood, we haven't had any real issues with the dogs because I think they're just so happy to be here that they're kind of live and let live.
It's good doggy karma in the air when this is taking place.
Yeah.
And again, how do people, if you want to sign up early or just get involved or volunteer or contribute, because it does go to United Paws and the Rotary as well, how do they get in touch with you?
Well, the best way is they can call the store. Our phone number is 503-368-3436, and we'll be there to answer their questions. Or if they'd rather just go to the website, again, it's muttzanita.com, muttzanita.com. All the information there about the registration, about what events are happening, who our sponsors are, how to become a sponsor, all that information is there as well. Fun evening.
Well, once again, I would like the website from you so that folks can get involved with this. And how do they get in touch and sign up for Muttzanita?
Okay. Well, again, the website is muttzanita.com. It's muttzanita.com. Or they can call the store for Paws on the Beach at 503-368-3436.
And a big shout out to United Paws of Tillamook County for their assistance, and also if the spirit moves you, people should get involved with them as well, because those are really good people.
Yep, excellent organization.
Dan Nichols, our guest this morning on Neah County View. Great pleasure. It's going to be a lot of fun. I'll be there.
Yeah. Yeah. So, our celebrity MC. We're happy
I'm
to
not
have
sure
you.
About the celebrity part, but the MC, if I'll have to shout louder than the dogs or bring in a PA system or something like that.
Oh, we have a PA. Don't
okay.
Worry. We'll have you set up.
Okay. Well, thanks again for joining us this morning on Neah County View, and we will see you next month.